It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Hello, hello. And welcome to... Thank you so much for that borderline sincere response. Hello, and welcome to another possibly fun-filled and thrilling episode of Broken News. And let's see what's going on in the news. You may have heard that Congressman George Santos, this is not brand new news, but it happened not too long ago, was charged with fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and the big one, false statements. That's hard to believe. Not false statements. Not George Santos. But you do have to admit that George Santos does seem to try to distance himself from the truth as often as possible. And in fact, our lowly regarded Broken News staff has discovered some more things that allegedly George Santos said. For example, George Santos apparently said that he won the Preakness, not as the jockey, but as the horse. He also said that he frequently wakes up in a bathtub filled with warm cheddar cheese. Actually possibly true. He also said he invented the chicken nugget. So George Santos has made some bizarre claims. So we'll see what happens with these latest charges. The most interesting thing that our Broken News staff discovered is that George Santos said he likes to look in the mirror every day and repeat the phrase, "I would love to braise chicken thighs." So that's kind of interesting. And here's something that George Santos actually did say, and with a writer's strike going on, this is pretty impressive, I think, that he came up with this. George Santos apparently said, "I can chew and walk gum at the same time." And also, here's also making news. Remember when Rudy Giuliani was the toast of New York? Well, I think the way things are going, he's pretty much just toast. Rudy Giuliani, wow. You know, you've probably seen recent pictures of him, as in over the last 4 or 5 years, where he kind of looks like a overcooked, sweating meatball, doesn't he? And he always has this kind of appearance that he's maybe a day or so removed from needing a breath mint. And Rudy Giuliani, you know, his name just frequently appears in the same sentence with the word buffoon. And let's look at the latest news about him. He was just hit with a $10 million sexual harassment and unpaid wages lawsuit brought by a 43-year-old former female aide. If Donald Trump is ever president again, will Rudy Giuliani be able to fork over the $2 million, the going rate we last heard, for a nice big fat presidential pardon? And on that frightening note, we turn to, in the time we have remaining for Broken News, we turn to a headline or two, real, actual, and yes, authentic headlines just for you. Right here, these were not manufactured in a lab somewhere. These actually happened. So let's take a look at a couple. And here's proof that headline writers, they're in great demand now, I think. It's a lost art, perhaps. Here's a real headline: students cook and serve grandparents. I guess that's from a culinary program that teaches cannibalism. And also there's this. A real headline from a newspaper. Voters to vote on whether to vote. Voters to vote on whether to vote? So I guess that means if they vote against voting, does that mean maybe they're in violation of the law? Well, some of these issues will take bigger minds than we have here at Broken News to ponder all of that. Thanks again for joining us for another, we hope you enjoyed it, episode of Broken News. I'm Philip Haybabe, and I hope you'll be back with us next week.